Welcome to another edition of the Rock City Madness Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan John. For this hour, I'm going to pay a tribute to what I call the coolest fucking fanzine and radio show in all of southwestern Ontario. That zine and radio show is called What Wave. I'm going to give you some history of What Wave and some great rockin' tracks from that fanzine. So let's rock and roll. I'm going to kick off the first set of the What Wave tribute with a track from Portland, Oregon's Dead Moon. This track came off the cassette compilation What's All the Fuzz About that came in free with issue number 17 of What Wave. This is Black September.
The winds of war have cut in two, tried to fight the drink. In that time I lost my youth, now I bear the scars. And Black September coming on, you know you won't get far. Destruction lay before my eyes in a generation beat. We seemed to be too high to see what was dying in the streets. We thought we'd change the world back then without becoming hard. And Black September coming on, you know you won't get far. Waits for me, how could I be so free? To know the best of days gone by, and there's something I would lose. I watched the tide of summer's fight, embers near the dark. And Black September coming on, you know you won't get far. Oh, Black September, yeah. Yeah.
on 77 Sunset Strip. I said, I wanna be a barbara. I wanna be a barbara. Gonna be real mean like Hillary Queen. I wanna be a barbara. I bought two tickets to the neighborhood show just to have myself a little fun. I went to a house and I knocked on the door. She was sitting in the den watching Peter Gunn. I said, I wanna be a barbara. I wanna be a barbara. Gonna call me grinning, just call me Brennan. I wanna be a barbara. Gonna run away like I'm on TV. Old sales been having nothing on me. Here they want me to be like Richard Brennan. Always running around like a Simon and Simon. I wanna be a barbara. I wanna be a barbara. Gonna be real mean like Hillary Queen. I wanna be a barbara.
That is Deja Voodoo, a two-piece sludgeabilly band from Montreal, taken from the free 7-inch that was included in issue 18 of What Wave. You heard the track Private Eye. London, Ontario's The Legend Killers ahead of that. I played a demo track from 1992 that was on the cassette compilation London Crawling, released in 1996 with issue number 22. I played Zombie Janitors from Hell. Ahead of that, Springfield, Missouri's The Royal Nonsuch, taken from the album compilation The Cave Comes Alive, songs from the Lost What Wave fanzine tapes, released in 2004. I played the track She's So Satisfying, and I kicked it all off with a track from Dead Moon and Black September. What Wave was first edited and released by Al Cole in the late 1970s. During a Deja Voodoo concert at the Victoria Tavern, Cole, who was also hosting a radio show called Young, Fast, and Scientific at the time on CHW, was in attendance and was looking for someone to take over the zine and try to convince self-proclaimed record geek Dave O'Halloran and his wife Rena to do it. Rena was all for it, but Dave was hesitant at first, what with the amount of work involved with the fanzine. But after being convinced by Tony and Gerard of Deja Voodoo, since Dave and Rena were the ones that brought the duo to the Vic, Dave O took over and released issue number 5 in late 1984. Dave O had a love of garage rock, psychedelic, surf rock, power pop, and punk rock, and would often put a free cassette compilation or a 7-inch record in the fanzine, showcasing these various groups, many from the local area of southwestern Ontario. Coming up in this next set, going to play a track from the Frankenstein 5. But first, here's a track from London, Ontario's 63 Monroe. Recorded live from the Cedar Lounge in 1980 and broadcasted on CHRW, this is the track At the Boot.
The key of being. Oh, I love it. We'll put the boots on, baby. We're going to a party. I'm going to wave my feel that you gotta look pretty. We got a day tonight, a king and all that. I was gonna rock and roll, we're gonna try to throw rock. And dance, dance, dance. Hey. Dance, dance, dance. Hey. When you walk in the door, you're paying $2 to cover. You're in the heart of the city, are you looking for a lover? Where the girl over there, ah! Never seen a knife. By Bruce, by Claire, do you think she's eyes right? Well, a band has a stake, Spike your city. And a neutron bomb. Gotta look up for this. Come on, fuck it, blast it away. Come on. I said, we wanna be sedated. Are you no fucking good? Come on now, dance your ass off. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Come on, dance. One more. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Come on, dance, dance. Come on, dance.
Dig up bones, man.
That is the Bo Diddley Headhunters, taken from the cassette compilation Way From the Grave 2, included in issue number 12 in March 1987. That's the track My Time. London, Ontario's Frankenstein 5 ahead of that, from the cassette compilation Bologna Sandwich, included in issue number 19, released in October 1990. I played Kill and Go Hide. The Creatures ahead of that, from the cassette compilation The Eighth Wonder, included in issue number 20, also from the album compilation The Cave Comes Alive. You heard the track Polka Dot Address, and 63 Monroe kicking it all off from the compilation Slippery's Club Hits, released in 2012, and the track At the Boot. You are listening to the Rock City Madness podcast exclusively on the Garage Punk Hideout, and I'm paying tribute to the fanzine What Wave. Apart from the fanzine, Dave O and Rena would put together shows in the local area to give these bands some exposure in southwestern Ontario. Their first show was their wedding party at St. Stephen's Hall in July 1985. Originally, garage rock legends the Chesterfield Kings was to be booked. This would have been their first show in Canada. Sadly, due to getting a contract from hell, according to Dave O, the Chesterfield Kings did not play this show. Not to be dismayed, however, they would book the 3D Invisibles from Detroit, local acts UIC, and Boy From Nowhere, and a good time was had by all. It definitely was a learning experience for Dave O and Rena how to run a show. Speaking of Boy From Nowhere, they are in our next set. But first, I'm going to kick it all off with a track from the Mongrels. From the 7-inch, included in issue number 16, released in October 1988, this is Plastic Girl. Toronto, Ontario's Ray Kondo and his Hard Rock Goners. That is the track Sweet Love on My Mind. There was a Kickstarter campaign to release a book about Ray Kondo, who died on April 15th, 2004, just a month short of his 54th birthday. Just go to www.indiegogo.com/projects/ray-kondo-a-gogo to read a short bio about Ray Kondo and to donate money to fund this project. Ahead of that, London, Ontario's Boy From Nowhere and their cover version of the Yardbirds' classic Heart Full of Soul. They're having a reunion show on Saturday, October the 5th at the Town and Country Saloon, located at 765 Dundas Street East, and our very own Dave O will be spinning tracks for the evening. Go and check it out if you're in the area. Ahead of that, Ottawa, Ontario's The Scarlet Drops from the cassette compilation Cat O' Nine Tales, included in issue number 21, released in October 1992, you heard the track Rennie's Riot. And kicking off that set, The Mongrels and Plastic Girl. Dave O and Rena's enterprise would continue with What Wave Records in 1988. The Legend Killers would release one 7-inch, and another London band, The Minstrels, would release one 12-inch EP. Also on the label was a compilation called Mr. Garager's Neighborhood, in conjunction with OG Records, and three cassette releases a couple years back from The Fine Print, The Hookup, and Lonesome Ghost. Dave O and Rena also dabbled in radio with What Wave Radio from 1989 to 1992. It was a 45-minute show that they made at home on cassette, and CHRW DJ John Huvenar would air it on his bi-weekly show on Sunday night, Monday morning. The last What Wave fanzine, issue number 22, was released in 1996. 9 years later, on Valentine's Day, 2005, Dave O and Rena started Radio What Wave on CHRW, and it's still on the air every Thursday night at 6 p.m. To listen to this show, just go to www.chrwradio.ca. Coming up in this last set, I'm going to play a track from the Evil Hoodoos, but first I'm going to play a track from the Minstrels' 12-inch EP that was released on the What Wave label. Get the rug out and get ready to dance. This is Rhythm in Her Head.
Put your head to the left and your head to the right. I'm breaking loose for you.
The one that turns
That is NFG, recorded live somewhere in London in 1979 or 1980. They would eventually evolve into 63 Monroe at the start of the 1980s. You heard the track Cowboy Rock. Ahead of that, the Evil Hoodoos, a blues-based band consisting of former members of London bands Boy From Nowhere and the Frankenstein Five, and Toronto band the Cheshires. You heard the cover version of the Jump Blues classic Train Kept a Rollin'. And kicking off that last set of the Rock City Madness tribute to What Wave, the Minstrels, and Rhythm in Her Head. In October 2012, What Wave was part of a huge art exhibition called The Graphic Underground, London, 1977 to 1990. The exhibition documented graphic works in the form of gig posters and zines. In celebration of this honor, What Wave released its 24th issue along with the CD cassette compilation Slippery's Club Hits, showcasing bands from the London area recorded live from 1977 to 1990. The exhibition became a success and it also solidified What Wave's contribution to the London music scene. For three decades, Dave O'Halloran and his wife Rena have been huge supporters of bands in the garage punk genre. What Wave fanzine was indeed a way of celebrating their favorite bands and turning people on to primitive lo-fi rock and roll. Dave has said it himself, it was a fanzine. They only wrote about bands they liked. No outside intruders, no money, just the love and passion of true rock and roll trashiness. I admit, if it wasn't for Dave O, I wouldn't have done the radio shows In the Red and The Freakout, and now, the Rock City Madness. Dave and Rena, thank you for the inspiration, and here's to another 30 years of rock and roll. That wraps it up for another Rock City Madness podcast. Special thanks go out to Dave O'Halloran and Rena for all the info. I'm going to leave you with a track from Montreal, Quebec's The Gruesomes, who were huge supporters of What Wave and great friends of Dave and Rena. They showed their gratitude by recording the Radio What Wave theme song. From the 7-inch, included in issue number 18, released in November 1989, this is Three Men, One Coffin. I'm Ryan John. Thanks for listening.
Discount.